Karlovac has four beautiful rivers. I used to go to a quiet spot on one of them, Korana, stare at the water and listen to its soothing sounds. The quiet, shallow water murmur was medicine to my ears. On one occasion, I was observing the houses on the other side. I liked the clear sky above Karlovac on the dry, crisp winter days. The enemy, they said, was on that side. But for now, there was a fragile truce in the place. I wondered if somebody was aiming his sniper at me. As I walked towards an abandoned hotel, a concrete shell with broken windows, shattered glass splattered around them, I spotted a huge white bird gliding like a plane towards the river surface. Colorful pebbles covered the riverbed. A gracious white swan landed on the river stream, keeping his head high, and without a blink, he started paddling upstream towards the hotel. "What are you doing here?" I asked him. "Bringing peace to the ravaged Balkans?" I thought we were both crazy, standing here between two silent crossfires, two warring sides that were not yet finished with this dirty business. Next day, I took some bread from the canteen and went back to the river around the same time. He arrived soon after. Effortlessly, almost lazily, he was sailing downstream. Then when he went far enough, reaching some imaginary point, he flew back upstream. I called him, but he paid no attention to me. I threw some bread towards him, and he slowly turned around to fish it out of the water. As he began eating, I threw another piece closer to me. He was very cautious. "I'm not willing to come any closer. I don't know you." He stared at me with a determined look in his eyes. I was not going to win his trust by throwing bread at him. He was too smart. Not one of those naive creatures that could be easily fooled. Or perhaps he had some bad experience he could share with me. For here in the Balkans, swans were victims too. Karlovac has four beautiful rivers. I used to go to a quiet spot on one of them, Korana, stare at the water and listen to its soothing sounds. The quiet, shallow water murmur was medicine to my ears. On one occasion, I was observing the houses on the other side. I liked the clear sky above Karlovac on dry, crisp winter days. The enemy, they said, was on the other side. But for now, there was a fragile truce in place. I wondered if somebody was aiming his sniper at me. As I walked towards an abandoned hotel, a concrete shell with broken windows, shattered glass splattered around them, I spotted a huge white bird gliding like a plane towards the river surface. Colorful pebbles covered the riverbed. A gracious white swan landed on the river stream, keeping his head high, and without a blink, he started paddling upstream towards the hotel. "What are you doing here?" I asked him. "Bringing peace to the ravaged Balkans?" I thought we were both crazy, standing here between two silent crossfires, two warring sides that were yet not finished with this dirty business. Next day, I took some bread from the canteen and went back to the river around the same time. He arrived soon after. Effortlessly, almost lazily, he was sailing downstream. Then when he went far enough, reaching some imaginary point, he flew back upstream. I called him, but he paid no attention to me. I threw some bread towards him, and he slowly turned around to fish it out of water. As he began eating, I threw another piece closer to me. He was very cautious. "I'm not willing to come any closer. I don't know you." He stared at me with a determined look in his eyes. I was not going to win his trust by throwing bread at him. He was too smart. Not one of those naive creatures that could easily be fooled. Or perhaps he has had bad experience he could share with me. For here in the Balkans, swans were victims too. Karlovac has four beautiful rivers. I used to go to a quiet spot on one of them, Corana, stare at the water and listen to its soothing sounds. The quiet, shallow water murmur was medicine to my ears. On one occasion, I was observing the houses on the other side. I liked the clear sky above Karlovac on dry, crisp winter days. The enemy, they said, was on the other side. But for now, there was a fragile truce in place. I wondered if somebody was aiming his sniper at me. As I walked towards an abandoned hotel, a concrete shell with broken windows, shattered glass splattered around them, I spotted a huge white bird gliding like a plane towards the river surface. Colorful pebbles covered the riverbed. A gracious white swan landed on the river stream. Keeping his head high and without a blink, he started paddling upstream towards the hotel. "What are you doing here?" I asked him. "Bringing peace to the ravaged Balkans?" I thought we were both crazy, standing here between two silent crossfires, two warring sides that were not yet finished with this dirty business. Next day, I took some bread from the canteen and went back to the river around the same time. He arrived soon after. Effortlessly, almost lazily, he was sailing downstream. Then when he went far enough, reaching some imaginary point, he flew back upstream. I called him, but he paid no attention to me. I threw some bread towards him, and he slowly turned around to fish it out of water. As he began eating it, I threw another piece closer to me. He was cautious. "I'm not willing to come any closer. I don't know you." He stared at me with a determined look in his eyes. I was not going to win his trust by throwing bread at him. He was too smart. Not one of those naive creatures that could easily be fooled. Or perhaps he had some bad experience he could share with me. For here in the Balkans, swans were victims too.